T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to one and all at 10:04 and 40 seconds on this football and baseball Thursday night right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman, Antonio Grillo. Those two on the other side of the glass, and Joey Waller leaving the studio now to resume watching the New York Jets trailing, as you know, in Baltimore by 14. The Jets just punted this early in the third quarter. Second half, of course, underway, and they are in a TV timeout. Now, Jets fans are certainly watching the game. However, if you are not around anything that can show you what is going on, you know, do feel free to be calling. And we do have some comments before we get into the calls and before we get into the baseball. And you know about Rick Porcello and with Gardner signing for 12 and a half million, whatever it is. But he's coming back for a lot of money. And but we do want to talk about the Jets here. This is why numbers sometimes don't tell you the true story. This is why sometimes numbers lie. Because if I told you, and Joey mentioned it during the update, if I told you the Jets had outgained Baltimore by 11 yards, 199 to 188 total yards in the first half, if I told you that the Jets on third down had converted 6 of 9 third downs, you would think, okay, things are going very well for the 15-16-point underdog New York Jets. However, as you know, they were trailing by 14. So even though they had outgained in total yards Baltimore, known for all the speed and all the running and all the passing, and by the way, Baltimore, in their first two possessions, 145 total yards. And they didn't get much more after that, building that 21-7 halftime lead. This is why numbers don't really tell you all the time the true story. And what a blur Baltimore was. Big runs by Ingram. And, of course, big runs by the MVP-to-be, I'm sure, Lamar Jackson. They had 145 total yards after their first two possessions. They scored, did Baltimore, on their first three possessions before the Jets got on the scoreboard. And Sam Darnold has looked good. Obviously, the interception right at the end of the first half took away at least maybe three more points for the Jets. But he has looked very comfortable in the pocket. He has looked very poised and all of those kinds of things you want to see from a young quarterback developing. And he's made some very, very good throws. What impressed you about the Jets? And certainly, I mean, maybe they, you know, they're not going to win this game. They weren't expected to win this game. What you wanted to see from the Jets was a game. And you wanted to see them with effort and fight. They knew they were a huge underdog in this game and not expected to win, but they have come out and played okay. Now, obviously, where they haven't played well, and Sam looked very good in the first half. He, again, made some nice big plays to Crowder, to Vincent Smith. One play was called back by penalty, and they had five penalties in the first half. And when is a penalty good? Well, they never are good. In the first quarter, on a 20-yard gain to Smith, a beautiful pass from Sam Darnold to Vincent Smith, called back from the with Harrison, the illegal block in the back. Now, in the second quarter, the Jets outdid themselves with penalties. Hewitt, you know about Hewitt with the pass interference, a 43-yard play, and now in scoring position, Baltimore. Then, right after that, hold on just a second, don't go away. Right after Hewitt with the pass interference, and no argument on the call, it was pass interference. He was beaten, never looked back to see the ball ran right into the receiver. But right after Hewitt with the pass interference, you had two consecutive offsides. Then the Jets called for 12 men on the field. That's a good thing. That's about the only way you could beat Baltimore if the referees don't notice. Have some extra players on the field to slow them down. And anyway, with almost 10 minutes to go in the first half, Baltimore had that 21-7 lead. And again, Crowder had a very good first half. He did drop a pass. He was wide open in the end zone. 10 seconds after that, he caught a one-yard pass for a touchdown. And that's how the Jets got their score. So again, you know, the penalties just awful, and the Jets 6-for-9 on third down, and 199 total yards, and trailing by 14 at halftime. So numbers mean very, very little. And by the way, not only has Sam looked okay, and Crowder with his 5 catches for 72 yards in the first half. Those are your offensive stars, but they, again, penalties, again, with the interception, and Ficken had a missed field goal. It was partially blocked, a 49-yarder. So the Jets, who have done well on third down, and at one point they had 5 consecutive third downs. See, you would if you didn't know what the score was at halftime, and you're hearing total yards, you're hearing third down conversions, you're hearing this, you're hearing that. And also, let me say this, because I don't, when is Peter, maybe Peter or Antonio, no, when does Ty Montgomery come on with Joe and Evan? It's a weekly spot. Is it Tuesday?
I believe it's Tuesday, yeah.
Okay. He has looked great on kickoff returns, and you know they're going to bring that up with him. He hasn't, I think he has 1 or 2 carries. Bell, by the way, and we'll get to Bell in a second. With and Bell on pace for a 100-yard game. He had 56 yards in the first half. Montgomery had 2 kickoff returns, one for 31 yards and the other one for 34 yards. And Smith had a kickoff return for 37. Well, the good news is that they were able to put the Jets in decent field position. The bad news is these were kickoff returns after scores, although the first one by Montgomery was because the Jets won the toss and elected to receive. So the Jets are going to come away with at least one win tonight, winning the toss, and they didn't defer. All right. By the way, Le'Veon Bell, and as I say, you know, we know from the incident from last weekend, and he had a very nice first half, again, 56 yards, and on pace for a 100-yard game. And now he has done okay so for tonight, and you know he is not Adam Gay's favorite player. So if he is going to go bowling tonight, it is going to be, of course, after the game. I mean, he's obviously in the game. Where last week he didn't play at all and was seen late at night with the bowling when he was supposed to be with the flu and not in the game and so forth. So as everyone was to say, a bad optic although he wasn't out with guns, he wasn't driving drunk, he wasn't beating up anyone, including anything to do with domestic violence. He went out bowling, and everybody was killing him. Well, tonight, obviously, he's in the game. And after the game, and I would imagine, you know, that if he is going to go bowling tonight, you know what he wants to do. And he doesn't seem to have bowling on his mind. Watching him with some purpose in the first half with those 56 yards on the ground. But we got to figure, because, you know, this is obviously something that he enjoys doing. And maybe after this game tonight, he'll go out and maybe with some of his teammates, you'd like to think, and maybe improve on his high game of 251 that he set last week, and doing it with the flu, wink, wink. Before tonight's game, from what we understand, Le'Veon called a team meeting to rally the troops, but you were not sure if he was putting together a fantasy bowling team or trying to fire up his teammates. From what we understand, reports having it that he was talking before the game about striking first to set a tone and sparing no energy, wanting Sam to be at his best in the pocket, and for Ficken to split the uprights when going for 3 points. Bell has had, as we say, a decent game so far, but we think his mind might be on another game when this game is over.
It's time to hit the jackpot on Bowling for Dollars, New York's big money and big prize game show where everyone is a winner.
You would agree that it's kind of a bad option?
Yeah, I would say so.
And let's see who's going to be our first pin pal of the night on Bowling for Dollars.
The bigger surprise, I rolled 251 off the flu. That's the bigger surprise. That's my career high, 251.
Better than what he was, and he's closer to being 100%. So the fact that they're letting him back in the building is a positive.
Caught on the sideline by Bell, breaks the tackle, 25 down the sideline, the 20, the 15, the 10.
One more time, and you break that jackpot and share it with your pin pal.
It's back to Bell. Bell into the middle of that line, and it's a touchdown.
All right, he wins the jackpot.
For me, I always feel like I can do more. You know, so when they call on me to do more, I'll be ready. You know, until then, you know, I'm going to go out there and do my role.
And now it is Bell who takes it in for the Jets. Go ahead, touchdown.
He's won the jackpot, $780. He's won a trip for two to Monte Carlo. Now he's trying for a 78 Chevrolet Chevette.
Second and goal for one. Le'Veon Bell is in for a Jets touchdown.
Don't get sore.
There's still a lot more to come. Don't go away.
What am I going to discipline him for? I can't tell him this. You have to stay in your house.
And maybe it would be, from what I have just seen, maybe a very good idea for the Jets to go bowling now. Sam on a sack lost the football, Baltimore ball. So this is where we are, and that is the second turnover for Sam. And again, with those numbers, and here's the most important number, of course, 21-7, and probably going to get worse. And again, what was amazing was Baltimore's first two possessions, a pass in the end zone broken up. So Baltimore is always in scoring position with their speed. And you can see, I mean, Lamar Jackson has been outrunning everybody all season long. And again, in the first half, if you take with his passing and with his rushing, he had 119 total yards rushing and passing in the first half. And he just threw into the end zone. It was broken up, a good play there, but it's just... and they are on the Jets' 25-yard line after the second turnover by Sam Darnold and into the end zone wide open and a touchdown. I don't know who that was, but he was wide open in the end zone. It's a 25-yard touchdown pass. And you don't see a Jet in sight. That was Hollywood Brown. And that's, well, what are you going to say? You know what you can say, but you can't say it. What you can say alone with your own thoughts where you are. I can't say what, I mean, listen, wide open he was. So there it is, and it's about to be 28-7. And they did miss one extra point in the first half, but who really cares? All right, we'll take a break, and then we'll get to your calls. And there's a lot on the table. We can certainly discuss the misery of the New York Football Giants. Another move from the New York Metropolitans. Break them up. They're the team to beat with Rick Porcello and Waka. What is it? Like salt and pepper. Waka and Porcello. Porcello and Waka.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.